you. How could you, Jack?
I'm sorry, like, I couldn't help it.
Cut, that was horrible! Who wrote the script?
Welcome to the movie show! Ha ha ha!
Active FM.
What's up?
Hey, yo, welcome to...
The movie show.
On Active FM.
With myself, Sesh.
And myself, Ryan.
Yeah. And we are in for a jam-packed, action-filled, dramatic time together.
Yes, so close all the bridges, lock down, and focus.
Yeah, focus.
There are a whole 21 of them.
Okay, so there is a background story to the reason we are doing this show. And Ryan, I have a bone to pick with you.
You know,
because this is the second time that something like this has happened on the movie show. And you leave me. So, last week we did a tribute to Chadwick Boseman because he died just before, on the, I think we said the 28th. I keep forgetting the date, but it was somewhere around the 28th of August.
Yes, that's right.
So, we did a tribute to him and we were discussing some of his other films. And I said that we had done a review for 21 Bridges because I went to watch 21 Bridges in cinemas at the end of 2019 and automatically thought that we had done a review on it. Then Ryan keeps quiet. And only when the cameras have stopped rolling.
When the Mac was
the mics
not
have
recording.
Been switched off. The lights are down. And I'm like, Ryan, what should we do for next week? And Ryan goes, well, you know, we've never done a review on 21 Bridges. I was like, what? We have. He's like, nope, we haven't. I was like, oh. I even went back and searched all our previous shows and realized that we had not done one. So I do apologize.
So we cover up.
But Ryan, I have a bone to pick with you. This is the second time, man. The first time, if you don't know what happened, was I renamed a famous cinematographer. Completely renamed him. Yes. His name is Roger Deakins.
There you go again.
And I... Did I switch it again?
No, you didn't.
Okay.
That's right.
I named him James Deakins.
James Deakins.
So Ryan said he thought I knew his second name or something like that. So I renamed the cinematographer Roger James Deakin. But his name's Roger Deakin.
I'm sure his middle name, I'm still convinced. It sounds right. Roger James Deakins.
But he left me, Ryan left me the whole show. I was listening to our show and was like, "Hi, that's not his name. That is so not his name." Yes. But now, Ryan, this is the set. Ryan, what's happening here? I thought we were supposed to be a team. It's a movie show with Sesh and Ryan.
Sesh
against Ryan.
What Sesh is actually trying to do here is she's trying to get you to listen to our previous shows. Where she said that, we said those two. In fact, why don't you guys go pick out those, let's see who knows which two shows those were. And then from that, you can hit a comment, you might win something.
No, I want a public apology from you right now.
What?
For leaving me. How can you leave me to speak junk on our show, Ryan?
It's just, it's like, did we? Oh, okay, maybe we did. Anyway, moving
That's
on.
That's when you asked, wait, did we
do
it? No, I'm sure we did. Are you sure? I don't remember what, I don't even think I've watched the film. Are you serious, Ryan? You've never watched 21 Bridges? No, I've never watched 21 Bridges. What's wrong with you, Ryan? I don't know. I'm going to go watch it this week. Oh, okay, then let's do it for next week's... There we go. Live on the movie show we've planned. No? Nothing?
Saving Quiet Ryan. That's what we just did.
No, yeah. No, you need to apologize. Quiet Ryan needs to apologize.
All right. We'll even put some reverb on it. All right. Ryan. What is the word?
Apologize.
Offer. What is it?
Sincerely.
I thank you. Here we go. Ryan. Sincerely, apologize. To Sashi. For not speaking up when I had a voice. In fact, weren't we talking about the King's Speech?
We were talking about the King's Speech.
Right.
I was also reminded about that.
It's all connected.
What happened to the echo on Sincerely?
Sincerely.
Okay. Sincerely. I accept your apology, Ryan. Thank you.
Apology. Ryan. It echoes in a male voice.
Wow. At first I was like, wait, are you echoing me or are you echoing yourself?
Self.
Okay, he's doing it to me.
To me.
So, to fix up my mistake, today we are reviewing the film 21 Bridges. Yes. So now we do have a... Now, if you listen to last week's show, I didn't lie.
It makes complete sense.
I just was speaking in the future. when I said that last week.
Well, you know, we could tuck the show in before. No, it's already been done. Okay. Anyway, too late. Yeah.
But at least we are fixing the mistake.
We can say that this is a continued tribute to Chadwick
Boseman.
Boseman, because, you know, when I was watching the movie, I was very focused on his acting. You know, I never actually, I won't lie, obviously I watched him in Black Panther, and then we watched him in
The Five Bloods.
Yes, in The Five Bloods. And I never, like, okay, it was cool. It was like, okay, cool acting. But in this movie specifically, I must say, I was actually like, wow, this guy's actually pretty good.
He is.
Even the way he talks and, yeah. Go listen to last week's show. There was a lot of stuff I was like, shame. And to think that at this time, while this guy's filming this, he could be in pain or whatever. But very good, the way he acted. And it was, I enjoyed it. It was a good movie.
21 Bridges was the last theatrical release of Chadwick before his death. So it was it's not the latest film. Obviously, the Five Bloods was released after 21 Bridges, but that was released on Netflix. So this was the last film that was released in theaters. That was 21 Bridges. One thing I did notice, so we actually went to watch this film in cinemas in December last year. We went and watched it in cinemas and didn't really think anything of it. Obviously, he's thinner in this film, but, you know, that could just be that for Black Panther, because of the character, you know, being Black Panther and all, he had to get really ripped type of thing. Whereas for this role, he was a cop, so he didn't necessarily, it's not like he needed to look like Superman in the movie. So, you know, I just thought he's lost weight, but, you know, he didn't necessarily need to keep the weight on or whatever. But then watching it a second time, so I then watched it a second time for the show, and I actually saw his, I don't know if you noticed, Ryan, but his cheekbones were actually sticking out quite a bit. And he actually did look a little sick, knowing now that he was close to the end, like in stages of battling the cancer. You like flip. He actually he did look sick. It was like, oh man. But it sucks because you watch it and his acting was so good. It really was brilliant.
There's quite a couple, more than one sequence where he's running.
Yeah.
Like chasing.
Yes.
There's a chase sequence and I'm like,
I was wondering if that was him or if that was a stunt double, but at one point the camera was on him and it looked like it didn't look like a stunt double, so, which is pretty impressive if he did all those stunts.
From what I actually saw from a lot of the behind the scenes, it was him. Running. Yeah, running, jumping over stuff and all sorts of, it was
crazy.
And I mean, obviously, he was hiding it.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't tell anyone, so that's a shame. That's quite hectic, you know?
Yeah. You know, it is hectic. The budget for the film is $33 million. The box office was only $49.9 million. Now, the reason I'm saying only is, first of all, generally we find that movies double their budget. So technically, this should have been a $66 million box office rating. Second thing is, the actors and producers involved in this film are big names in the movie industry. So Chadwick Boseman is the main character, plus he's a producer. Anthony Russo and Joe Russo, who both are the directors of Avengers, they were also producers. So already there, it's got just those three names. Plus there's other people involved with very big names. But alone, those three alone, you should be able to get pretty good comeback, basically.
Plus the fact that the storyline was quite good.
The storyline was very good. The storyline, it really, I enjoyed it. There was a twist in the film which you don't see coming, and it was really the story. I thoroughly enjoyed it, even watching it a second time. The second time, I obviously knew the twist was coming, but still, I enjoyed watching it. It was pretty cool. But it's actually shot, I don't know what happened with this film. It's like this film didn't, I don't know. It's like the film was suppressed or something. Because even when we were doing research, you don't find a lot of details compared to when we normally do research for films. The ratings, it didn't get a very good rating. And personally, I didn't think this film was bad. So apparently it got a 54% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I think it was 51.4.
51.4, which isn't a good, well, it's half good type of thing. That's what they're saying.
53% approval. That is basically 5. Well, they say 5.4 out of 10 on Rotten Tomatoes.
I love Active FM. Christ, music is hot music.
Our music at Active FM is lit.
Going up like a mansion. I ain't got no reason.
Tell them people.
Everybody on the dance floor now. Christ is the one we lift our hands for now.
You're tuned in to Active FM.
What they say is that it's good, it's cool, the action is awesome, and like you said, especially with the impressive cast, but they said that the thriller could be more arresting than this, and I can sort of agree, because like I was saying to Sash before we started recording, was that you get, okay, let's set a movie in four categories: bad, it was okay. Then you get average movies. So in other words, you were watching it, it was like, oh no, those are the predictable movies for me.
Yeah.
And then there's the above average, and then there is the flip. This was such a brilliant movie. Oh my word, you have to see this. You know, everyone has to, like Avengers, you know, the end, Infinity War and that. And for me, this movie was above average, and the twist puts it above average.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it didn't do that well. Apparently, though, the title of the film is 21 Bridges. And the reason it's named that is because the whole film is about, it's set in Manhattan, which is like an island almost off of, it's in New York, but it's almost like an, so how you get to Manhattan is there's 21 bridges, but originally they called the film 17 Bridges because they only thought that there were 17 bridges in Manhattan. But then after doing further study, they actually realized that there are 21. They also included like tunnels, etc. So basically they needed to make sure that that was accurate, because the whole film was about shutting down Manhattan, basically going on lockdown. And they needed to shut down then all bridges, tunnels, everything in order to stop the two criminals from getting outside of Manhattan. So halfway through production, the name actually changed. So it was originally 17 Bridges.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they changed it to 21 Bridges. Also, in an interview, lead actor Chadwick Boseman stated that the Russo brothers came to him the night of the premiere of Infinity War with a script. So they approached him with this script the night that Infinity War premiered. Boseman jokingly replied, "Well, am I really dead?" Obviously, he was referring to in Infinity War, Black Panther disappears.
Yeah.
So he, at the premiere of Infinity War, is approached with the script, naturally thinks, oh, this is the next script for whatever, Black Panther or, you know, Endgame or whatever. Well, they'd already filmed Endgame, so already he kind of knew, yeah. But he then responded with that, but they actually approached him with the script, which I think is pretty cool because he became a producer of this film. So they obviously approached him from a lead actor perspective, but then he actually got involved in producing it, which we spoke about how last week he originally, when he wanted to enter the whole movie scene, it was actually to be a director. He then went to acting classes because he wanted to understand actors better so that he could direct them.
The anatomy of acting.
Yes. The anatomy of acting, and then got into acting. So that was pretty cool that he became a producer of this film, which is pretty cool. And then also in the beginning of the film, when the scripture was being recited at his father. So in the movie, Chadwick Boseman's character, his father passes away in the beginning, also a cop. And in the scripture, the word Avenger is mentioned. And at that point, the camera focuses on the young Chadwick, which was quite cool because it's obviously relating back to Black Panther and the fact that he is an Avenger in the MCU, which is pretty cool. Yeah.
I wonder if they got the idea, like the Russo brothers got the idea from, they were like, ah, shame. Yeah, look at this guy, man. Ah, he's too much. We can't just kill him off. Let's put him in New York or something
right.
like that.
I must say, I did enjoy his accent. It wasn't very heavy, but there was you could hear he was from New York. It was the lead actress that he played with, her character's name was Frankie. She had a proper, like, New Yorker accent.
Yeah.
But he did a pretty good job with his accent as well.
Wasn't his accent more like, okay, look, I'm not American, but if I had to picture it, right, he's got this more like loose sort of Brooklyn, you know, type of loose type of accent. And she's actually, what's her name? Miller.
Sienna Miller.
Sienna Miller, yeah. She's English.
Oh, wow, serious.
When I saw in an interview with her, she spoke English.
Then she's good. She's done a very good job. Flip.
Yeah, yeah. She's actually from English. I was like, ah, cool. Wow. What do you know?
That's pretty cool, man.
And speaking of her, originally in the script, she was actually supposed to be a guy. So her name is Frankie. That's because in the script it was actually Frank. And then boom, there she was.
They changed it to Frankie.
Yeah.
I wonder what made them change that. Maybe they're just like... Maybe as the audience, I don't know, if it's a woman, you wouldn't suspect her as much. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe they were...
That's a good point.
They were trying to... Because you really didn't... Okay, I just gave a major spoiler alert. So there's something that happens. Yeah, I do apologize for not saying spoiler alert first.
Can you just delete that?
Right? But maybe they did it for that reason, to make her not so much of a suspect. Yeah. But it was pretty cool. I enjoyed it. I thought the storyline was very strong. I remember going to cinemas and watching it, and as well, walking out and thoroughly having enjoyed it. The only thing is, the swearing is very interesting. It's not as bad as The Five Bloods, though.
Yeah.
The Five Bloods was every... I hated The Five Bloods. This one, the swearing was... It was quite intense.
I found it very unnecessary.
I felt
it was like... You know, at early... Now, this is early in the film already. I'm like... I think that they are using the language they're using to create an intensity to the scene in that. Because, like, everything's like, you know, get the... back, you know, and you're like, really, what are you doing?
Nah.
You know, and you're like,
just say, what are you doing? What's wrong with you,
man? I was just like, okay. I luckily I had my headphones on, like, my kids go to sleep, and then I'm like, put my headphones on, because I know there's a lot of swearing in this movie. And I'm like, you know, that in the when I was looking on YouTube for any like behind the scenes stuff, or when they were talking about it, they block it out in...
Oh, really?
On YouTube, I'm like, now why can't they
do
that?
Yeah, why can't they do that for the film?
Yeah, it's a lot better for me.
Yeah.
You know?
But I thoroughly enjoyed this one. I did watch the film 42. So last week, we actually mentioned a couple of the films that Chad
Which
Week
we did
in.
Not do a show on yet.
We have not
we
done
have
a
not
show on.
Watched
no.
It.
We have
Let
not
me just
done
put
a
that
show
out there
on
early
yet.
Quickly.
Can I be honest? If I had to rate 42 and 21 Bridges, honestly, 42 was better. And 42 came out in 2013. We watched it this past weekend. I actually watched it with my family because I just happened to find it on Netflix. I didn't actually know it was on Netflix. I was like, oh, it's on Netflix. And I've been wanting to watch it. So we watched it. That film is amazing. Go and watch that film. It's very good. Storyline's brilliant. Acting is brilliant. It's a feel-good movie. After watching it, you actually feel good. And it's based on a true story. It's based on Jackie Robinson, who was a famous baseball player just after World War II. So it is sports, so for all you sport lovers out there, yep. And I'm not a big fan on sports, but this film was very, very good. So I did enjoy 42 more than 21 Bridges. Not saying that 21 Bridges was a bad film. I'd say the only thing that made 21 Bridges not so good would be the swearing.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I did enjoy 21 Bridges. I thought it was a very good film. So I'm actually shocked at the rating it got and the fact that it's not that big of a deal. I personally am shocked. Because I remember even when we went to see it, because I went to see it because it had Chadwick in it and was produced by Anthony and Joe Russo.
Oh, right,
that's one of the reasons I actually wanted to go and watch it. And I enjoyed it. We went to the cinemas and it was enjoyable. It wasn't a bad watch.
So something interesting that I also heard was that, so the script was obviously written, but apparently this movie was quite a nice collaboration. All the actors actually collaborated in all the scenes in terms of directing. And I even heard the point that script was even altered throughout.
Oh, seriously?
Apparently, like, everyone, all the actors really worked well. And I think the best example I can give is maybe, like, the scene played under, like, hey, maybe instead of him doing this, I think that, you know, I should run there. That would just, you know, so
yeah.
It was quite loose in the way that they do it. I think what would have made that a lot easier, you know, for it to actually take place was the fact that Chadwick actually was a producer.
Yeah.
Now, can you imagine what it must be like? Because a producer is basically the person, they're like the boss, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Now, imagine you're a director and, I don't know, imagine. I think as a director, I'd be like really nervous with the producer around, like,
I suppose
cool,
that would be
know?
More of a collaboration than yeah. more like that. So you are directing, and
yeah.
obviously the director's stepping in also from like a camera, working with the cinematographer,
yeah.
which is very important, and then like the editing and all of that. But I think it would have, especially on set, it would have been quite a bit of a collaboration. And Chadwick knew his stuff. from a yes. film industry perspective. So he would have been nice to work with and probably easy to work with. Yeah.
Because I suppose, especially because of the knowledge of him wanting to direct.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, and I mean, I think that would make... But, you know, now that I think about it, you know, could it possibly be that, you know, so we said that, look, it's above average. I just feel like there's just a sharp edge that's missing on the movie. And maybe the collaboration might have done that. It might not. I don't know. So maybe that could have done it. Maybe the collaboration improved it. I'm not sure, you know.
Yeah.
Just another interesting fact is that... Chris Pratt, Andrew Koji, Will Young Lee, and Louis Tan were also considered for the role of Ray Jackson. Ray was one of the criminals, I believe, one of the two thieves. You know,
he was played by Taylor Kitsch, who was in Battleship.
Yes.
I enjoyed him. I thought he was good.
Yeah, that's right. But the cool thing is that when you end the film, you know, without me spoiling anything, You sort of get this big closure because you're like, oh no, I wonder why this happened. Oh, so the two guys actually, oh shame. You know, that's just type of thing. So, I must say I watched it until about 11 o'clock at night. So obviously I was straight into bed. I didn't feel like weird or really like, or anything. I was like, okay. Close my Mac. Put it next bed. Ah, shame. Okay. Then on the pillow, fell asleep type of thing. So.
But this is also not a long film.
No.
It's actually only 1 hour, 39 minutes long.
Yeah.
So it's not a long. I was like, oh, okay, cool. You can watch it in one sitting.
You see?
Yeah.
I think, and the thing that I love the most about the film was, the two guys panic. And they're like, they're going to have our names by sunset.
Yeah.
And we're not in the movie by sunset, like the whole thing. I was just like, wow, because they state the times.
Yeah, they did state the... You mean by sunrise?
Yes. That's what I mean.
So I was like, wait, what? Because it happens, the incident happens...
Around 12-ish or
something. Yeah, 12 midnight, and they're given up until 5 a.m., so they lock down Manhattan, but they only lock it down until 5 a.m., because that's when, obviously, everyone has to wake up, start going to work, et cetera, et cetera. So the FBI says to them, we'll lock down Manhattan, but we're only doing it up until... So you've got until 5 a.m. to catch these two guys.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, the whole story unravels. But it's quite interesting because this film actually takes place in, like, a couple of hours. Because even the end part of the film, it's still that same day. It's just later on in the day.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's actually not... It doesn't cover a large time frame.
How crazy is that? I've just clicked. Think about it. Midnight... This thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
By sunrise, when the chief, whatever, policeman gets home, like he's getting home now. Sunrise, he's getting home now. Like,
so much has happened.
They've caught the guys.
Right.
Yeah, they've caught the
and
guys.
And you were sleeping.
They've solved stuff. And it's, imagine that. You wake up and you're like, oh, apparently this and that. Wow, really?
What?
Yeah, and apparently it was wada wada. Oh, wow. That all of this happened, obviously, all of this broke out. Like, this sounds like something that will take, like, weeks. And people follow the story, and there's, like, tweets, and they're like, oh, who are these two guys?
But it was a pretty good film. I would suggest you go watch it. Obviously, just be aware of the swearing. Yes. My family actually said to me, because we went together to watch it in cinema, so all of us have watched it, but they were actually saying we should watch it again. But 42 was a very, very good watch. I thoroughly enjoyed that one.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Ryan... You have to watch 42 because we need to do a movie review on it.
42 it is.
42 it is.
The 21 Bridges.
After 21 Bridges, we go into 42. Huh? Which is exactly double.
Damn.
It's a sign. It's definitely a sign. Yeah.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 2, 1.
You can stream Reactive's very own The Movement album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. Reactive, it's a movement.
So this has been the movie Show for this week, but you can contact us if you want us to do a specific movie review, if you have something to say, if you enjoyed 21 Bridges, if you didn't enjoy 21 Bridges, let us know. We have Instagram, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, Reddit, Parler, and Gab. You can search for Active FM, and we have a WhatsApp line, so you can WhatsApp us now, send us voice notes, send us whatever you want.
That's right.
Yes, send the love. So you can go check out our WhatsApp number on any of our social media pages. You'll find the number there. And then we also have an amazing website, www.activefm.co.za.
And for the Spotify fans on there, we're also there. Yeah. And if you don't have Spotify, then you'll definitely have Apple Podcast. Go look for us there as well. You can subscribe. That means, you know, in the middle of your busy day, maybe while you're crossing a bridge, just quing. Their notification pops up, 21 Bridges now by Active FM Movie Show. And you'll be like, oh, cool. And you click on it and you download it. Oh, and of course, if you don't have an Apple iPhone, Android users, guess what? Go look for an app called Google Podcast. Same thing as Apple Podcast, just it doesn't come standard. You have to download it, but that's cool, all right? And then, of course, YouTube. Don't forget YouTube. You can go on YouTube. There are two channels. The one is Active FM. The other one is Active TV. Go look for that channel, Active FM, straightforward. Go look for the playlist. Same with Active TV. Go look for the movie show playlist. And, of course, while you're there, I mean, you might as well go shopping. So go check out all the other shows on Active TV. Some cool content there. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You've got to go look for yourself because everyone's got different tastes. So, yeah, go check it out.
Yeah. So this has been the movie show.
On Active FM.
And we are signing out.
We will see you next. We will hear. You will hear us next week again.
You will.
But we'd like to hear from you.
Yes, we would like to hear from you. So peace out, man.
From Ryan.
And Sesh.
Cheers.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.